Okay, today's daf is Nun, but we're starting from Mem Tes. The new perek from the Neder Ben Avushal. Someone who makes a neder that he's not allowed to, he's not going to eat anything that is mavushal. We translate it as cooked, but mavushal means a specific type of cooked, I guess. Is mutter betzali, therefore he's allowed to eat roasted stuff, because that's not called, people don't use the word mavushal when they're talking about things that they roast, over shaluk, and things that are broiled. That's what I thought also. I asked my wife about broiling, and she said that broiling is more cooked than mavushal generally, but mavushal is, or it's, I don't know. But
yeah, shaluk normally, when you talk about vegetable shlokis, that means they're really soggy. They're like,
they're really soggy.
Well,
yeah,
cooked.
Because we're going to say that shaluk means mavushal and mavushal. It's not, yeah. It's not fully, so it's a bit hard to know exactly how they did it. I'll call upon him. It's
one would think if you put boiling water on something, you wouldn't cook it.
No, halfway,
that's if you only pour it on, yeah. But, okay. Is it? Well, I thought shalok means more like soaking.
Well, shlokos, when you talk about shlokos, it means it's vegetables
soaked.
It's soaked
that it's soggy.
Soaking it in boiling water, but not cooking it.
I don't know how you soak something in boiling water.
Not cook when it's not on the flame.
Okay, all right, I'll call upon him. It's not the same as mavushal, therefore it's not included. Omar kenim tafshil sheni term. If a person uses the word tafshil and he makes a neder not to have tafshil, is also b'maisa kedera rach. So the word tafshil is used to describe something that's made in a pot which is soft. Aber mutter ba'ove. But if it's thick, that's not called a tafshil. And therefore it's okay. Umutter be'beta tor mutter. And he can also have this kind of egg, which we're going to say in the Gemara is cooked 1,000 times in hot water and 1,000 times in cold water and whatever, because that's not called Meister Kedera. Over the last Haramutza, and if it's some kind of barbecued pumpkin, is also not part of Meister Kedera, as we will see in the Gemara. Haneder Meister Kedera, if a person makes a neder not to have Meister Kedera, is Ein Osir Elam Meister Rasachta. It means something, Meister Kedera means something made in a pot. So what sort of thing made in a pot? Something that's heated up, boiling, resayach, it's boiling in the pot, to exclude other things that you might do in a pot that aren't boiling, with boiling water, etc. Omar kenim hayevilik devish nitayim, but if he says that which goes down into the pot, then he doesn't specify how you make it, what you do with it in the pot, is also b'cholav ispashin b'kadera. Then he's also in anything that's cooked in a pot, no matter what type of
method,
no matter what method, as long as it's in the cup. So the basic thing is, it goes after what the loshen is, and that's it. Tanya, we learned in a brace. Rabbi Yeshua Iser, Rabbi Yeshua says that soli roasting is included in the word mevushal. How does he know? Afal pisha in raya ledavar, even though he hasn't got a proof mamish. But he's got a smachta, if you like, a hint to it. And Emar, by a vashlo a pesach ba'esh kamishpat, that they cooked the carbon pesach in fire kamishpat. And a carbon pesach, of course, has to be tzali.
And
a nechalela tzali. And they says they by a vashlo. So therefore, the word bishul can include tzali. Yeah. So therefore, he says. So therefore, he says that it's included in mavushal. So therefore, what's the point over here? That the Rav Yesh is saying it's like the pasuk calls tzali mavushal, even though people don't call tzali mavushal, but the pasuk does. Is therefore the Gemara asked, "Lema v'hakam iflagi?" Maybe the machlekes is that Rav Yesh is over halacha chaloshen Torah. Rav Yesh says you go after the loshen in the Torah and psukim. The pasuk says that bishul includes tzali. And therefore, that's the lashon that we should go after in Adorim. The Tana Dilon Savar Ben Adorim Alecha Chalasha Ben Yadam. And the Tana of the Mishnah holds that if in Neder we go after the what people say, and people say it's two different things: there's Bishul and there's Tzali. So that's what the Havamina is. That's the basis of the Machlokes, whether we're going to go after the lashon of Torah, lashon Ben Yadam, after the Gemara Loine, the Kuli Al Ben Adorim Alecha Chalasha Ben Yadam. Everybody agrees that in Adorim you have to go according to the expression that people use, not the pasuk.
The dictionary definition.
The pasuk, it could be poetic license, it could be anything. Yeah, we go after what do people mean? So and therefore everyone agrees with that, even Rav Yeshua. So why does Rav Yeshua say that Soli is Osir? Well, Marki Asrei, because it depends on what the Lashon Yadam, what is the what is the lotion of people, the vernacular. Because my wife also told me that in America they say broiled means grilled, which is completely different again, but that's what they use. So the lashon v'ayadam in different places is different.
When you go to a restaurant in an English country, yeah, an entree is like a vorspeise.
Yeah.
And an American entree means
entree
the main
is
meal.
The main meal, yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. So it goes after the lashon of v'ayadam. But asher l'tana d'lan, in the place of our tana, of our mishnah, l'tzali korolei tzali, l'vushal korolei mevushal. They call tzali tzali, they call mevushal mevushal, and they call a spade a shovel. Yeah? But Astra did Rabbi Yeshua, but in Rabbi Yeshua's place, I feel it's all the Karam Voshal. That's a medayik in the Loshim when they say the word Voshal, that includes also roasting the Chulu. Aye, Vaha Kron, Asivla, what about the Pasuk? The Pasuk is a smach to Bialma. The question was if Rabbi Yeshua agrees that we go after Loshim and Neyodom, so why would he quote the Pasuk? What's the relevance of a Pasuk? What's the relevance of a Pasuk if you're talking about Loshim and Neyodom? Yeah, so he says because a smach to Bialma, to make himself sound stronger. But really, he's trying to.
It's not a raya, though.
It's not a raya. He still says that it goes after Lashem Bnei Yodom, but he wants to say, ah, look, the pasuk, because there's also like Ab Bnei Yodom, you know. Okay, so that is about the roasted. The next part of the Mishnah was, Kenim Tafshu Shani Toyim. He's not allowed to have Maisa Kedera Rach, but his Mutter Ba'ova. Fred the Gemara. 1 minute. Avmi Tafshul Nada. Tafshul translates as a cooked thing. So why should, if it's thick, why should that be.
What difference does the pot make?
Who cares if it's thin or thick? It's made in a pot. It's cooked in a pot. It's a tafshul. So why should it be a difference between thick or thin? It's Omar Abaye. So Abaye says, the pshat is like this. Hi Tana, kol midi mis'achol be'rifta tafshul karelei. Tafshul means something that you take your bread and you eat it with as a condiment to go with your bread. Yeah. So if something is soft, you take your bread and you dip it in and you smear in the hummus, whatever, and you eat it. Yeah, but if it's thick,
you dip your bread
into soup. But you can't do that.
Put your bread on your steak.
Into a stick flake.
That's right. You can't do it on something thick. So therefore, he says that's not called tafshil. Lehat tanya. This has been ichusa. As we learned in a brayse, hanoidim in a tafshil is also bechol minei tafshil. Someone who says he's not allowed to have tafshil is not allowed to have tafshil. That's very helpful translation. Yeah, but also betzali v'shalak and mevushal, and that includes roasted and broiled and cooked. But also behitri esrakes, but it's also he's also to eat small pumpkins. Around says deluim ketanim, soft ones. Racholim oichli mehem piton. Because sick people, even though it doesn't taste very good, maybe, but sick people dip their or eat their breads, smear their bread with it. Yeah. So therefore, the fact that he says that what's the reason why it's osur is because some people use it to smear their bread with is a raya that his definition of tafshil is something that people smear their bread with. Fred the Gemara Eini, it ain't so that sick people want to eat soft pumpkins. Rabbi Yirmiyah chalash, Rabbi Yirmiyah got sick. Olagabe Yahu Asya, Lasu came in a doctor to doctorize him, to cure him, to heal him. Chazakara, the Machas of Beis, he saw a pumpkin in his house. Shofke, and the doctor ran out in terror. Venofak, he's Omar Malach Mavse, he's led a dem Beise. This guy's got the Malach Mavse sitting in his house, aka a pumpkin. Vano Eyola saw. You're saying, I'm coming in to heal him? How can I heal him? He's got pumpkins in his house.
I always tell my wife.
That's it. So therefore, what are you telling me? Sick people eat pumpkins. The Yirmiyah's doctor said the pumpkin is a malach hamavis. Answers the Gemara like Kasha. Soft pumpkins that you can dip your bread in is good.
Would ask the question, how far away from the dip to the soft pumpkin?
How soft
have to
was it?
What if half the pumpkin is on one side?
No,
exactly
when
soft Rabir, was it?
When Rabbi Yirmiyah was sick, it was not a laughing matter. it's a hard one. There's a different story. Rava Barula Omar. It depends. Haba kara gufa, haba gava the kara. You have the pumpkin itself, and you have the kishkis that's inside it. Yeah, what's inside, whatever the side of pumpkin is different. Om Rav Yehuda, that there's a difference. The liver the kara besilka, that if you have what's inside the pumpkin, you should cook together with silka, which is beets, right?
Silka.
The liver the kisna bekutcha. But if you want to eat what's inside flax, then the seeds or whatever, you should make it with cheese.
What we call in modern day hearts of palm.
Hearts of palm.
Kutach is that.
Kutach Abavli.
It's cheese. Curdled sour milk with crumbs.
Yeah, thing floating on top.
Yeah, Babylonian delicacy.
It's, you know, yogurt that's passed the cheese by day. V'davar zeh osel lo'emer b'fnei Am Ha'aretz. And you can't tell an Am Ha'aretz this thing, because then they'll take all the kisna and they'll use it to make this wonderful cheese, and there won't be any linen around. So therefore. It's better. Don't tell them.
Too many lovely men of a date palm tree.
You won't have a date palm tree. So don't tell people that. Rava Amar Rava answers Man Chaylin Rabbanon. When it says Chaylin, it doesn't mean sick people. It means the rabbis, and they like to eat soft pumpkins. Why do you call a rabbi sick? Rava the Tame. Rava goes Lashita. So the Amar Rava Keman Matzalinan Al Ktsiri Val Marei. According to who do we daven? For the when we say for six people, we say Refa Chele Yam Yisrael, and we say a Mareim, we say for the Mareim is friends, means the Talmid Chachamim, Keman Kirab Yosi. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita that we should daven for them in Shmoneh Esrei. Is me the Amra Katsiri Umarei. So therefore, if Katsiri and Mareim is six people and Mirei.
One is ill and one is sickly.
Yeah, Mirei also means from Loshen Ra. Sorry, not friend. Ra, Loshen Ra. The sickly and the sick. Ishmamin Akteri Akteri Mamish. If you would, the Akteri means sick, real sick, and Mirei means Rabbonon. So therefore, Chayla.
Reim as in friends.
Yeah, no, he says Reim means as in sick. And therefore, when he says Man Chaylin Rabbonon, because people learn Torah, the Ran says Torah makes you feel weaker, so you're sick. Okay. Vaitas as a Gemara, we'll do a bit more. A mutter ba'ava, it is permitted to have a thick cooked thing. Maslis and lekebab loy. This doesn't go according to the women's weekly recipes of Babylon. The Amar of Zera, bavloy, tipshoy, those silly Babylonians, the ochli lachma belacha, they dip their bread in bread. And as with the hard things also, they dip their bread in it.
So in Kutuch Ababli.
Who dips their bread in bread? That's
didn't
so crazy.
Didn't we say elsewhere, Na'ami Benami?
Yeah. Amar Rav Chizda says, "Lekel Mashlein Lalein Nagdoni De Hutzul." Nobody's discussing with those people in Hutzul Nagdoni means so. The Ran brings two pirushim. Nagdoni with a dalid means people who are medactic in their food, the connoisseurs, and he says nakroni with a resh would mean they eat benekius. Either way, people who are food experts, the hadain daisa heichem alul meichle. What's the right way to eat this dish called daisa? It's a cooked grain.
It's a porridge. Isn't
it's some yeah, it's guess a porridge, some kind of a cooked grain. What's the best way to have it? Do we have the chiti belachma the chiti? If you have wheat porridge, or let's call it porridge, then should you have it with wheat bread? Or the sari balachman sari, if you have barley porridge, you should eat it with bread, barley bread. Idilmu the chiti bidisari, vesari bidachiti. Or you should swap them around. So you have half barley, half wheat. Is Rava Achle Bachasisi Araka, sorry, Bachasisi. He ate it with flour made of cloyus. Whatever. Rabba Barbara Ravuna, Ashtekhel Ravuna, the Kaachel Dice Bets Boss. He was eating with his fingers. Amalei, my Kaachel Mabiyadi. So, what are you eating with your hands for? What sort of a behavior is this? It's Amalei, Hachi Amarav. This is what Rav said. Dice Bets Boss. That Dice tastes better with its finger looking good. Tastes better with your fingers.
This is he's asking his Zayda, no? Rabba Barbaruna.
His father, yeah.
Baravuna, sorry.
Baravuna. It's good with your fingers. V'chol dechem betartin, how much more so with two fingers? V'chol dechem betlas, how much more so with three fingers? Amalei Rav lechiyah berei, Rav said to chiyah son, v'chein amalei Rav Huna l'rabba berei. And this is Rav Huna says to Rabbi his son, mizamin lach l'meichol daisa, if you get an invitation to go and eat daisa, ad parsa. You should run up to a parsa to get a chance to eat daisa. L'meichol bisur etura, but if you get a good steak, at loss of parsa, then you should go with three parsas to get it. Amalei Rav Lechiyah Berei, Rav said to Chiyah San V'chein Amalei Avhuna L'Rabba Berei, Kol Meidin Le'tif L'Kamei Rabach, you should not spit out anything in front of your teacher, Levar Min Kara V'Daisa, except for pumpkin and Daisa, Shehin Deimu L'Psilta Shel Avar, because they are like a thread of lead, V'afil L'Kamei Shver Malka Ploit, that means you can choke on it, so therefore it doesn't...
Even in front of the king.
Even in front of the king, you can spit it out. All right, we're going to stop over here.